Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shrishtam Manamapi Shachiputram Atra Swarupam Rupam Tasyaga Jamarupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripa Shri Gurum Tamnatosmi. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Ataf Palakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagarna Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Guru Vaishnav Bhagavan Tina Smarani Hoy Vignavina Ashan Anayashi Hoy Nijavan Chita Puran Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. On Radhashtami, the birthday of Radharani, we should speak about Radha. Who can speak about Radha? It's very, very highest topic. Let's talk about atomic physics. Shall we talk about atomic physics? Anyone here qualified to even understand? Anyone? Any kind of physics? I hope the engineers know something about physics. But far, far above such discussions are discussions of even the beginning discussion of Bhagavad Gita is far, far above atomic physics. What to speak of discussion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What to speak of discussion of Vrindavan, Radha? Very, very high topics. So I don't know if anyone here can understand what we're talking about. I don't know if I understand what I'm talking about. We can't accommodate the elephant of topics of Radha and Krishna on the small saucer of my very limited intelligence, knowledge. Purity is required also. Of course, we can discuss such topics. We can read, or we can hear, and we can repeat. We can, if we have sufficient intelligence, we can remember so many verses and songs and stories and repeat them. But actual entry into there is very restricted. Even knowledge of this is very restricted. It's just like if I was to go, if I saw a group of atomic physicists discussing among themselves, and I went in and I started to talk something. They're just looking at me. What are you? Get out of here. Yeah, you can't discuss all these things. Who are you? You don't know anything. So do I know what I'm talking about? Even to discuss about Krishna, who can understand Krishna? Pantas tu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayora tapi manaso muni pungavanam sopyasti yat prabhadetsi indya vinchintya tatve govindavadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Great yogis traveling at the speed of the mind for many millions of years can hardly even begin to approach the tip of the toe of the lotus feet of Govinda, who is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why is that? Because he is achintya tattva. He is inconceivable. And Radha is more inconceivable. Now, inconceivable means there's no more in terms of logic. If you can't understand something, you can't understand it. It's achintya. It's beyond conception. But in the spiritual existence, there's perfect, more perfect, most perfect. There's nothing. Perfect means complete. But there's more perfect and most perfect. There's inconceivable, more inconceivable, most inconceivable. So, if I'm supposed to be speaking something, and admittedly it's far beyond my conception, what am I doing here trying to speak anything? I don't know. Then, what shall I say? But our gurus, they know. They're sitting on the altar at the lotus feet of Gaur Nithai. They know. And we've heard from Srila Prabhupada, who represents all the gurus, all the acharyas, that we simply have to repeat what we have heard. And if something new comes in the mind, or some angle that we haven't exactly heard, we can accept that it comes from them if it's in line with everything else that they say. If we're favored by them, we may have some realization or knowledge, and by not speaking about these things, we can never begin to approach them. On the one hand, we shouldn't discuss. On the other hand, if we don't discuss, then we're never going to even know what the topic is, let alone begin to approach it. So, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to give this, Radha Mahima Prema Rasa Shima Jagate Janatoke, only he had the power to describe the glories of Radha, which is the ultimate limit of prema ras, the delightful taste of love of Krishna. So he came to give that. The acharyas following him have received that from him, from their gurus, and given that. And by their mercy, we can very cautiously and respectfully begin to speak Radharani, respectful. They're calling her Rani, means queen. We should be respectful. Otherwise, what can we know? Unless we have this attitude of not thinking it's some stories or some cartoon. Now we have cartoon Krishna. They made Krishna into a cartoon, some ridiculous kind of depiction of Krishna. But we didn't. The Krishna that we heard about from Srila Prabhupada is not a character in a cartoon. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, most worshipable. What do we know about him? What do we know about devotion to him? What to speak of Radharani? Now you may say, well, I'm supposed to be me, I'm speaking here about myself, I'm supposed to be a guru giving knowledge, what's going on if I don't know and I'm supposed to be giving knowledge? Do I know what I'm talking about? We have to repeat. And how much mercy comes with that? On the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jare Deko Tare Koha Krishna Upadesh, on his order, we have to speak, we have to give to what we've received to the extent that we've realized it, and even we have to speak above our realization in the sense that Krishna is always going to be beyond our realization. Even he himself doesn't fully understand himself. Because the love for him, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. His Surup Shakti, Sri Radha, who is none different from him, who is love personified, Prem Swarupini. She's none different from him, but he can't understand her, and that's why he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the mercy comes if we have this attitude, which we should have, of utmost humility, considering ourselves most small, which we are, and Krishna most great, and Radha greater than the greatest. And we can speak on these topics. And if we do so with this attitude, then by the mercy of the devotees of Radharani, then something can come through. The proper message should come through. In the last 2 days, we were discussing from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about the position and glories of Radha. So continuing this discussion, this is from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 4, text 73. Krishnere karai joiche rasha ashadan krira shahai joiche shuno bibaran. Now please listen to how Lord Krishna's consorts help him taste rasa and how they help in his pastimes. Consorts here means Krishna's lovers. He has many different kinds of lover. Well, three main kinds, which we'll hear about in the next 2 verses, which go as follows. Krishna kanta gana dekhi tribidha prakar Eka Loki Gon Pure Mohishi Gona A Mohishi Gona A Rajangana Rupa Ar Kanta Gona Sha Sri Radhika Hoite Kanta Gona Bishta. The beloved consorts of Lord Krishna are of three kinds: the goddesses of fortune, that means the Lakshmis who accompany Narayana, the queens in Dwaraka, and the milkmaids of Vraja, who are the foremost of them all. These consorts all proceed from Radhika. What does that mean? That is explained in the upcoming verse and verses. Abhatari Krishna Joiche Kore Abhata Angshini Radha Hoite Tingone Abhishta. Just as the fountainhead, Lord Krishna, is the cause of all incarnations, so Sri Radha is the cause of all these consorts. So just as from Krishna, Balaram, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and then there are the second Chaturvyuha, then the various avatars, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, the various Narayan forms in the spiritual world. Now, Krishna Adi Purusham, Krishna is the origin of all those forms, and Radha is the origin of all the Lakshmi forms, as is further explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vaibhav Gorna Jena Tar Anga Vibhuti Bimba Prati Bimba Rupa Mohisher Toti. The goddesses of fortune are the partial manifestations of Srimati Radhika, and the queens are reflections of her image. This is some language to give us some idea of what's going on. Lakhi Garna Tar Boibav Bilashang Sharup Mahishi Garn Boibav Prakash Sharup. The goddesses of fortune, the Lakshmis in the spiritual world, are her plenary portions. It means equal to her. And they display the forms of Vaibhav Vilas. The queens are of the nature of her Vaibhav Prakash. Yeah, the Lakshmis are all the same. They all look the same. And the queens of Dwaraka, they all look different. They have different. The Lakshmis in Vaikuntha, they all look the same. They all have the same kind of clothing and ornaments, but the queens in Dwaraka, they're all different. Akashabha bhede braja devi gon kai byuha rup ta roshe karon. The Vraja Devis have diverse bodily features. They are her Radharani's expansions and are the instruments for expanding rasa through the gopis. What's being said here is that through the gopis, who are all different, they have diverse. Oh, actually, it's said in Bengali, Akashabhav Bhede. In the translation, it's given that the Vraja Devis, the gopis in Vrindavan, actually, that could include the brahmanas' wives and everyone, but the women of Vrindavan. They have diverse bodily features, but here is also swabhav. Their personalities are different also, their natures are different. And they are like that. Why are they like that? For expanding rasa. Krishna likes to taste rasa. Bahu kanta bina nahe roshe rulash lilar shahai lagi bahut prakash. Without many consorts, there is not such exaltation in rasa. Without having so many gopis, it's not so much fun, put in simple language. Therefore, there are many manifestations of Srimati Radharani to assist in the Lord's pastimes. Tarmade braje nana bhava rasa bhede Krishna ke korai rash adik lila shade. Among them are various groups of consorts in Vraja who have varieties of sentiments and mellows. Yeah, there are different groups of gopis in Vrindavan. That's explained by the acharyas, and they're all grouped together. Birds of a feather flock together. So different gopis with different moods and different services, they're in different groups. They help Lord Krishna taste all the sweetness of the rasa dance and other pastimes. The pastimes of Vrindavan, the rasa dance is very famous. And Krishna's childhood pastimes are very famous, especially his stealing butter. And it's known that Krishna, he herds cows. And it's also well known that he steals the clothes of the gopis. There are many, many pastimes. It's not well known to people in general. They should take this Krishna book Take the whole Bhagavatam set, better still. And there's so many pastimes. And of course, only a fraction of these pastimes are described. But the gopis, and more are described later by the, after Vyasadeva compiles Srimad Bhagavatam, by the Gauriya, especially the Gauriya Acharyas. There are many, many pastimes. And the gopis are there, they're helping Krishna to enjoy himself. He's the supreme enjoyer. We find in Bhagavad Gita the nature of the demons is stated, Ishvaroham aham bhogi. The demon thinks, I am the supreme controller, I am the enjoyer. Why do people want to be in a big position? Because they think they'll enjoy more. And there is facility if you're the head of a state, just like the chief minister in this state, then he has more facility for enjoyment than someone living on the side of the railway tracks, just in some hut made out of scrap paper and this and that. You don't see that so much in South India, is it? It's more in North India, it's all along the railway tracks like that. But what happens is when you become too big, then you can't enjoy. Because everyone's looking at you and you have to maintain a lot of formality. You have to be very, in public, you have to be very reserved and properly be, you have to uphold your dignity. Just like in Britain, it's considered the normal method of enjoyment for people to go out on Saturday night and get drunk and yell and scream around the streets. This is considered what normal people do. But King Charles can't do that. He can't enjoy himself like that. Of course, who wants to enjoy like that? They're just fools and rascals who want to enjoy like that. But he's restricted in the ways he and even what he can say in public. He can't just say, he's very restricted by his role. They complain about in India that people by caste, they're restricted to a role. What about these royals? They don't have any choice. If they want to be a break dancer or something, you can't do it as a royal. So Krishna, he's Ishvara. But as Ishvara, he doesn't get the chance to be bhogi. He's meant to be the supreme enjoyer. He does. People come and they praise him and they sing. If you go to the temples, people will have vina recitals and he enjoys. But he can't enjoy himself to the full extent. He can't just do whatever he likes and enjoy. You think to enjoy, you should be able to do whatever you like. But he can't as Narayana, but as Krishna. Even as Rama, he's a king, he's very restricted in what he can do. But as Krishna, he's simply enjoying himself. That's why it's demoniac for anyone else except Krishna to say Ishvaroham aham bhogi. He's the only one who can really fulfill that role. And even Narayana, yes, he's Ishvara, he's bhogi, but the super enjoyer is Krishna. And that's why it's very difficult to understand him. If we heard about King Charles running around with different people's wife, oh, actually, he is running around with someone else's wife. Oh, it's his wife. It's his wife now. But anyway, that's Mlecha culture. You'll see, it's in Britain, it's considered a mark of high prestige if a company has this the coat of arms of the British royalty and says, appointed to the king, suppliers of sugar. We always used to see that, the sugar company, Tate and Lyle. So they have some company, suppliers of wine and spirits. They are mlechas after all. Just giving an example. So Krishna, he doesn't enjoy wine. Balaram, something like that. Not exactly. But Krishna is simply enjoying himself in Vrindavan. And all the gopis help with that. And there is singing and laughing in Vaikuntha, but there are limits also. There's maryada, limits. You can only go so far. But in Vrindavan, the limits are tested. They're beyond the limits. That's why we shouldn't discuss these things openly, because ordinary people can't understand. That's why even the yogis, they can't even approach the tip of the toe of the lotus feet of Govinda, because to approach him means a completely different kind of consciousness, a different outlook on reality altogether. That's why it's so hard that people, they can't understand. In South India, they like temples with the deity should have lots of jewels, and the deity should be standing very dignified, giving blessings. And when the South Indians go to Vrindavan and they see Krishna dressed with so, Radha and Krishna dressed with so many flowers, and sometimes the whole outfit is even flowers, and even fruit may be there, and he's playing a flute. They know Krishna plays a flute, but they just can't seem to relate to it so much. Someone should be playing a flute for Krishna's enjoyment, but why is he playing a flute? Then he's playing a flute for someone else's enjoyment, but he's supposed to be the supreme enjoyer. Well, he likes to play the flute himself, and he uses that for calling the cows and the gopis. So they may have a difficult time relating to all that. The religious culture here is more like Vaikuntha culture, whereas Krishna's culture is his own. He's in his own world, his own private world, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has opened up. And the gopis are helping that. Srila Prabhupada's purport to this, the verse we just read, as already explained, Krishna and Radha are one in two. Can you understand? Maybe we can say a little material example. Husband and wife are meant to be one. They're two, but they're one in interest. Supposed to be. They're together. Sometimes it happens when people are very close together. It happens more often with twins, but it can happen between husband and wife. Between mother and son, it can also happen that they know exactly what the other person is thinking. Even if they're in another city, they can understand if there's some danger to them, this kind of thing. So Krishna and Radha are one in two. They are identical. Yeah, they don't look identical, but in terms of tattva, or intrinsic properties or characteristics, they are identical in one sense. Krishna expands himself in multi-incarnations and plenary portions like the Purushas. Here, the Purushas refers specifically to the Karna Dakashai Vishnu, Garbho Dakashai Vishnu, Shiro Dakashai Vishnu. Similarly, Srimati Radharani expands herself in multi-forms as the goddesses of fortune, there's the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha, the queens in Dwarka, and the damsels of Raja. Such expansions from Srimati Radharani are all her plenary portions. All these womanly forms of Krishna are expansions corresponding to his plenary expansions of Vishnu forms. These expansions have been compared to reflected forms of the original form. There is no difference between the original form and the reflected forms. At least in terms of what you see, there's no difference between the original image and the image in a mirror. But there is a difference. Difference is right is left and left is right. And the difference is one is there and the other is the reflection. So this reflection analogy goes so far, not fully. That's why these expansions have been compared to reflected forms of the original form. They look exactly the same. There is no difference between the original form and the reflected forms. The female reflections of Krishna's pleasure potency are as good as Krishna himself. The plenary expansions of Krishna's personality are called Vaibhav Vilas and Vaibhav Prakash, and Radha's expansions are similarly described. The goddesses of fortune are her Vaibhav Vilas forms, and the queens are her Vaibhav Prakash forms. The personal associates of Radharani, the damsels of Raja, are direct expansions of her body. As expansions of her personal form and transcendental disposition, they are agents of different reciprocations of love in the pastimes of Lord Krishna under the supreme direction of Srimati Radharani. In the transcendental realm, enjoyment is fully relished in variety. The exuberance of transcendental mellows is increased by the association of a large number of personalities similar to Radharani, who are also known as gopis or sakis. So we can understand, just like if we're going to have a festival, it's hard to have a festival just with one person. Or even with two, or even with ten. The bigger the festival, the more that are present, the more the feel this is a big festival. Biggest festival in the world is this Kumbh Mela. And we have various things. We have the Pushkar Mela in Andhra Pradesh. And lakhs of people go. It's not very well known, actually, outside of Andhra Pradesh. And then, of course, we have in Kumbakonam every, how often is it? A few years? 12 years also. This huge gathering. So like that. Tirupati, Brahmotsavam, it's a festival. Many people come. The more it comes, the more the atmosphere, it's a festival. So Krishna's pastimes, especially in Vrindavan, it's a daily festival. So you have to have a lot of people there, and especially if they're all lively. It's just like it's supposed to be a festival and everyone's just looking bored. It's not much of a festival, but a really, really good festival is everyone's laughing and smiling and dancing and singing, looking happy and being happy. That's what a festival's for. So Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan is an eternal festival. And that means there are many people and everyone's got their own individuality, their own personality to offer. So there are many, 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 many gopis and gopas and all different personalities and animals, cows, and they're also joining the festival. And we can also join. We're joining today, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is inviting. Just go. You want to come? Come. Or you just have to give up your ideas of enjoying in this world. What is that? Bishoy Charya Shri Roshe Mojiya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. Giving up the idea of enjoying in this world, then we can enjoy the rasa of the spiritual world. Then we can really chant Hare Krishna. So, the variety of innumerable mistresses is a source of relish for Sri Krishna. In English, the word mistress has more than one meaning. One meaning is an illicit lover, female lover. The variety of innumerable mistresses is a source of relish for Sri Krishna, and therefore these expansions from Srimati Radharani are necessary for enhancing the pleasure potency of Sri Krishna. Their transcendental exchanges of love are the super excellent affairs of the pastimes in Vrindavan. By these expansions of Srimati Radharani's personal body, she helps Krishna taste the rasa dance and other similar activities. Srimati Radharani, being the central petal of the rasa lila flower, is also known by the names found in the following verses. Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Kanta Shiromani. These are names of Radha. She is the one who gives pleasure to Govinda. She is also the enchantress of Govinda. She is the be-all and end-all of Govinda, Sarvasva. She's everything to him. And the crest jewel of all his consorts. In the purport, just prior to this, Srila Prabhupada links this especially with the Rasa Leela, these names. She gives him pleasure in the Rasa Leela. She enchants or bewilders his mind. She's all in all to him in the Rasa Leela. And although in the Rasa Leela there are so many gopis, Shatakoti Gopi, in the Rasa Leela, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings. But among them, she is the crest jewel, the topmost of all of them. A quote from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Madhya Leela, chapter 8, text 88. What's the subject, main subject in Madhya Leela, chapter 8? Anyone? Chaitanya Charitamrita? Anyone? This is Ramananda Sangvad. Ramananda writes speaking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the topic comes up of, goes up and up and up and up to Radha. So in there, it's stated, the highest form of conjugal love is represented by Srimati Radharani. Therefore, in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we can see that Krishna is always subjugated by Srimati Radharani's influence. The highest form of conjugal love is represented, she is the very form of, the highest form of, here this word is used, kanta, kanta bhav, the feelings of love in relation to a female lover. Therefore, in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we can see that Krishna is always subjugated by Srimati Radharani's influence. The word therefore is interesting there. It just presumes that in a loving relationship between the male and the female, that the male is always going to be subjugated by the love of the female. Following, I'm going to speak that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur spoke on Radhashtami in 1931, a translation from part of his lecture on that day, in which he's discussing, among other things, this name, Govinda Sarvasva, means she who is all in all to him. Srila Sarasar Thakur said, let that personification of supreme magnanimity, let that personification of supreme magnanimity, Srimati Radharani, who is always eager to collect the mercy of the Supreme Lord on behalf of all living entities, appear in our hearts and make her presence known. Let her appearance be our object of worship. Without submission to the one whom Govinda considers to be everything to him, Sarvasva, we do not realize the meaning of the word Sarva. Govinda Sarvasva. Sva means one's own. Sva means wealth. If we have the one who is Govinda's own wealth, the one who makes him wealthy, Krishna's supreme, he is Aishvaryasya Samagrasya. all wealth belongs to him. What is his wealth? Is Radha. That wealth is everything to Govinda. If she becomes the object of our worship, then we will understand what worship is. If after reading the 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam we do not come to know about her, then our reading was in vain. If by some unknown sukriti, piety, we get the association of those who are close to Sri Rishabhanunandini, Srimati Radharani, if we are fortunate enough to hear about her, then we can get the inspiration to proceed toward our supremely beneficial goal. She is everything to the son of Nanda, who is the reservoir of all ecstasy, and we will never attain devotional service to Govinda without serving her and her servitors. Elsewhere, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote, Guru Tattva is indeed a manifestation of Krishna, but one must understand the spiritual master to be a manifestation of the supreme worshipper, that means Sri Radha, rather than the supreme worshipable object, Radhika Nath, Krishna. If we can see the beauty of Sri Radharani's toenails in our spiritual master's lotus feet, we will no longer think about where to find her, if we are fortunate enough. Of course, he is known as Varshabhanavidayata Das. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is known as Varshabhanavi means Radharani, the daughter of Rishabhanu, and Dayata means the lover of. So he is identified as the servant of Krishna, specifically as the lover of Radha. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying this. If we are fortunate enough, we can attain service to and darshan of our spiritual master's lotus feet, because he is none different from Sri Radha and very dear to her. In the realm of Madhura Rati, it is Srimati Varshabhanavi. That's what he said. Now we have to translate. That means Radha. But his hearers, they didn't need to be told who is Srimati Varshabhanavi. In the realm of Madhura Rati, it is Srimati Varshabhanavi, Krishna's Anandadayini Shakti. Again, translate, pleasure-giving potency, who is considered to be Guru Tattva. She has two manifestations. One is Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and the other is Sri Gadadha or Sri Gaurasunda, who has taken the heart and halo of Sri Radha. Those who take refuge under Sri Baladeva Gopi Ananga Manjari accept Sri Baladev Nityananda Prabhu as their guru, and they also accept Sri Varshabhanavi Devi as guru. The reason is that except for allegiance to Sri Varshabhanavi, Sri Ananga Manjari has no separate fulfillment. Many have performed bhajan under the shelter of Sri Janava, the Shakti of Sri Nityananda. To unpack that is a discussion for another day, or maybe another lifetime. I'm not talking about in terms of how much time we need to. We need at least a lifetime to discuss this, but maybe we have to come to another level of understanding, which we it seems distant. So now it's time for arati, and Krishna willing, Radha willing, there'll be more discussion this evening at 7 o'clock. On these topics. Hare Krishna. Sri Radhashtami Mahotsav Ki Jai. Rishabhanu Nandini Sri Radharani Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.